All right, let's get to our good friend Richard Doughty, now, aka the Magombo Guru, and one of the best financial writers I have ever had the pleasure of reading. He has written and writes again for the folks over at Agora and Daily Reckoning, which is where I was first exposed to him. I couldn't wait for Tuesdays to come around to see the Magombo's article, cynicism, sarcasm, insight, and he knew what he was talking about. You just don't get that too often anymore.
Especially from someone like me, Dan.
It's perfect. Magombo, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
How are you? Thank you for the gracious introduction.
It's always easy to be gracious with you. All right, now, I have two topics, but I have one topic that says it's a surprise. Now, normally surprises scare me, but not with you. I'm expecting big things from something called It's a Surprise.
Well, you know, I actually was most surprised about the increase in U.S. debt accumulating in Belgium. Actually astonishing that it's actually happening.
I just touched on that in the first segment, but I didn't spend a lot of time with it. But I agree, because the $347 billion that somebody in Belgium is buying is more than the country Belgium could buy if they wanted to.
Yeah, it outswamps their entire GDP about 10 times over.
Yeah.
It's the most astonishing thing you'll ever see. Oh, well, I'm sure that the future is going to hold much more astonishing things than this. But in light of things today, it is most astonishing and most surprising that anyone would try such a thing. I mean, what are people supposed to think, Dan?
Well, they probably think like me, Magombo, the sarcasm and cynicism king of internet radio. Here's what I would say. I would say that the Federal Reserve is not tapering. I would say that the Federal Reserve is secretly continuing to buy, but in much bigger numbers, and they have found some patsy to buy on their behalf, and they buy it through Belgium. That would make sense to me. Yeah. It's certainly not the Chinese buying, because the Chinese are trying to shed their dollars as quick as they can, same way with the Russians. Who else wants $350 billion worth of U.S. debt other than the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, there's something weird going on, but you know that new debt is not showing up in the foreign holdings of U.S. debt deposited at the Fed, and it's not showing up in the Federal Reserve's data itself. So, I mean, where is all of this coming from? It's my gosh, this is absolutely astonishing.
So what do you think? Well, you've got to have an opinion.
I don't know. Well, look, of course, as being as cynical as you, I'm absolutely sure that they decided, hey, this whole system is so fraudulent and so corrupt, why don't we just outright lie? We just, when we publish our statistics, they're all a bunch of lies. Why tell the truth at all? That's basically what I figured.
Well, yeah, but you're saying that happening. You're saying that like I don't already believe that.
Yeah,
like it's news.
It's got to have some semblance to reality somewhere, but now they've gone off into the surreal extra dimension of monetary fraud. But you're right, the government can't taper. The government needs so much fiat currency. It's got to come from somewhere, and the only place it can come from is the Federal Reserve creating it. So it's going to happen. You cannot reverse Keynesian stimulus spending without having a gigantic problem.
Well, you know, there's something else I find humorous here. You remember what their lineage was, but weren't there a couple guys caught crossing the Italian border with billions and billions and billions of bearer bonds, and it hit the newspaper, and I've tried to research it, and it stuck around in the news for 2 days, and then their names disappeared, the story disappeared, and it was gone. So maybe they were trying to portage the bonds into Belgium. I mean, I can go along with that. See, everything becomes possible now. That's the great thing about this. Everything's possible.
With bearer bonds, pretty much, yes, anything is possible. That's what the advantage of these cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin is. Theoretically, they're completely secure, but they aren't. But bearer bonds, I mean, you put them in your suitcase, you hide them well enough in there, they can disappear.
I'm telling you, brother, this is such a different world. I am so unprepared to deal with the financial world that's out there right now. I'd love to tell everybody how smart I am and how clever I am, and I'm just not. And adding to that, not only the complexity, but the abject dishonesty of the system, boy, you've got to have some real cojones to play in this.
Well, you know, that's the trouble with this kind of thing. At the end, the system becomes so complex and so unstable that it takes a lot of coercion and energy to keep this thing rolling along. And finally, it falls apart in a surprising way. That's part of the surprise is things always happen in a surprising way. So I'm kind of curious of what's going to be this time.
Well, yeah, here's what I feel comfortable saying. I'm not sure what triggers the financial reset that we're going to have. I don't know if it's a war in the Ukraine. I don't know if it's the U.S. shooting down a Russian airplane who's buzzing one of their ships. I don't know what it is, but it will be that trigger, I believe, that will trigger an economic, a worldwide economic sea change, starting in the United States, and that will bring about that'll bring about martial law, and that'll bring about capital controls, and that would be perfect because the people who really mean us ill get control of the financial system, the banking system, and the government all at one time.
You know, that is the traditional way that things generally work out, but now the world economic system is so interconnected and so interdependent that to destroy another country is to destroy yourself, too. So I don't know what country is really strong enough to be able to shrug that off. For example, we're China's biggest customer. So in Russia, so I don't know how they all play together, but financial ties are already so much money would be lost, so incredibly much, unbelievably much money would be lost that it's incalculable. So, you know, a war at this point would be detrimental to so many people, mutually assured destruction. It's just a whole new world. The world has never seen anything like this.
Well, then you had the UN come out just the other day and say the best thing that could happen to this world, because there is such a problem with global climate change. Still don't know what climate change is, and they said we need to have less beef. We need to have less growth. We need to have less manufacturing. And this is worldwide. We need to have lower GDP worldwide, less production. And obviously, by definition, what they're meaning is we need less people, too. And this is the kind of bull crap that's coming out of Brussels and the UN and the EU and big governments all over the world. Somehow, somebody's actually putting this trial balloon up there. And the president, by the way, President Obama got a hold of this, and he said, hey, boys, would you mind toning it down a little bit when it comes to the slower growth around the world? Now is not the time to bring that out.
No, now is not the time to bring that out. We're going to get it anyway.
Yeah, let it happen organically, boys.
Well, the man has instituted over 400 new taxes, and there's about 20 more in the new Obamacare bill too. So we're talking about 450 new taxes, and that doesn't even count the general rise in all the old taxes we've been paying all this time. I mean, things are getting out of control, and this Obamacare is going to go down in flames, and that's going to have to be funded by the Treasury. So it'll be more government spending, and so more money that needs to be created by the Federal Reserve, more fiat money.
Or maybe the administration got exactly what it wanted with Obamacare, was the ability to work with death panels, reduce the amount of coverage. Everybody is covered now by Obamacare, and you just dial back the coverage to the point that you can afford to write checks for that. Now, until the country collapses and the dollar means nothing, there you go. Just dial down the services for the young and the old. Let them die off, and it's a thing of beauty. That's what Zeke Emanuel wanted. Rahm Emanuel's brother. He's a big eugenicist. That's what he's looking for, is kill off a bunch of people. There are just too damn many people in this world.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that now that behavior itself has been shown to be genetically related. and determined by your DNA, it would have made a lot of sense to do a eugenics program on the people who are naturally criminals, because criminals breed criminals, according to that theory. An argument can be made, I guess, but...
See, I'm more cynical than you, my friend. I think people in charge want to breed more criminals. I think they want those criminals on their side. I think they're breeding them somewhere. They're breeding them underneath an amusement park somewhere is all I can figure.
I can't believe that would be true. I think they would want everyone to be happy and contented and vote them into office every single time. They never lose an election. That's what they really want, but they can't have that because that's the way people are.
Even the most outrageous becomes possible now, and I'm having a hard time writing a story or writing a plot that somebody would go, oh my God, that's so cutting edge. That could never happen. It's like, I think most people are going to look at anything that I write or anything I get involved, they're going to go, ah, yeah, it's possible. Sure, no problem. Didn't take much creativity to figure that out.
Well, you know, it's been all the way through the history of economics, and certainly in this country, it's always been absolutely preposterous to assume that the United States Federal Reserve would monetize government debt. It's just so ludicrous, so demonstrably bad that no one in their right mind would try such a thing. And yet, here we are. We're in our, seventh and eighth year of this thing.
Yep. I like to say in my economics book, back from college, chapter one, page one, line one, word one, started, never monetize the damn debt. I mean, it was
never.
Never.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that we're doing it with such insouciance today. I mean, it's a given. That's what we're going to do. The money supply is just exploding as fast as they can get it to explode. Because the money needs to be spent by the government, getting so big.
Anything else in your bunker, Magamba, besides gold and silver and a little bit of oil? Is that your floor plan in the bunker, and it's not changing?
Well, a nice supply of frozen burritos and a six-pack of beer will always work out pretty good.
Hey, I'm telling you, I think that idea I got a couple weeks ago from, I think it was from a listener, about getting those little bottles of alcohol off the airplane because they're easier to barter than big bottles of alcohol are.
Man, that's living in a post-apocalyptic world, buddy.
It could be next week.
It could very well be. It's got to end. It always does.
Yeah.
Why would it be different this time? It's just...
I'm very sanguine about what is going to happen, because up until the point it happens, the only choice is to stay in the game to the extent that you possibly can, because to withdraw from the game, you're going to miss the hyperinflation. You're going to miss the ability to have more of whatever currency, whatever we have out there. Now, at some point in time, that currency is not going to be worth much, but you can't just go put your stuff in a mattress, and that's where it becomes so difficult. I know the ultimate answer to every question, financial, is going to be gold. I know that's the right answer. I've
sure.
Got that. Put me on a game show, and that'll be my answer. But between then and now, your choices are to play in this corrupt system or to withdraw and put your money in a mattress, and I'm having a problem making that decision.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you have to wrestle with, you know, but it just generally works out to the point where you decide, hey, I got to get in gold and silver, because that's the way that's going. How's that thing go? The race is not always won by the swiftest. The battle is not always won by the strongest, but that's the way to bet.
Now, that's exactly right. And just remember how much more silver it takes to equal gold. Just want to mention this to you folks that want to have an equal dollar amount of gold and silver. That gold you can move around yourself. That silver will require a few friends to move it around. I just want you to know there are certain factors out there when you decide how much gold and silver you're going to buy. One is how you move the darn stuff.
That is one of those questions about what a nice decision to have to make.
Yeah.
I'm so rich. How am I going to move my wealth around? why don't I have a drink here and think about this just a moment?
Magamba guru Richard Dowdy, we appreciate it so, so much every week that you are on. Magamba, MOGAMBO, guru, GURU.com is the website. And the book is out at Amazon. It's Economica Mogambo. It is a terrific book. And
thank you.
The book is so good that one of his fans, a bigger fan of Mogambo's than even I, put that book together and got it out there because he thought the world should get the Mogambo's message. And I agree with it. I think Doug was well done. I give him props for that.
Well, I thank you both very much, particularly Doug, who did all the work.
All right, brother. We'll get you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Take care of yourself. Open segment coming up, 877-326-3255.